Well, our next piece will be tackling a controversial issue which involves race, economics, immigration, and America. Local blogger Matthew Curtin will be reading his piece on the Arizona immigration law.
Esta tierra es tuya, esta tierra es mía, desde el horizonte hasta la otra orilla, desde las montañas, costas, ríos y valles, la tierra es para ti y para mí. This land was made for you and me.
The Arizona immigration law has swelled passionate arguments from both sides. As with many recent political debates, the argument often centers on a few, some say shallow, talking points which paint the issue as black and white. Some say it is a legal issue, others a humanitarian issue, yet there is a much broader and more complex picture here, which I would like to examine below. 1. Historically. A great part of the United States used to belong to Mexico. This, of course, was lost during the Mexican-American War and a border set in place. Yet, the simple fact that a government drew an invisible line through the sand did not stop people from migrating both north and south. Around the time of the Mexican-American War, the United States also came up with the Monroe Doctrine, which basically said, "Hey, Europe, this is our land. Leave us alone because we have a law that says you should." Yet, the United States commenced war with Mexico and took land from them. Fast forward to today, and the Mexican viewpoint is, we did not cross the border crossed us. If we look at immigration historically, the USA is a nation of immigrants. Irish, Italians, Polish, and many other nationalities all came here, many without proper documentation. The racial slur WAP stands for without pass, and was used to disparage many immigrants, mainly Italians. These nationals settled across America and into their own distinct neighborhoods. For example, in Ohio we have German Village. But where have all the Germans gone? The fact is, they became Americans over time and really retain very little connection to Germany. Mexicans will follow the same path. At first they will become Chicanos, and then simply Americans over successive generations. 2. Legally. Many are focusing on the law in which to base their argument against illegal immigration. Yet, what exactly is a law? It is a random rule or proclamation written by a governing authority. This governing authority must have a piece of land to govern, and the land must have at some point been taken by force from another set of people. It might follow that the conquered people may not respect these new laws. Further, if the law is not enforced, then it really has no observable value, as it is just an idea set down on paper. Most recently, under the administration of George W. Bush, the United States, through the governing body, decided not to enforce its immigration law. The mantra was, "Jobs Americans do not want to do." As the economy was really humming along nicely, the government was needed and migrant workers were a valuable resource. Yet, now that times are hard, the government is deciding to enforce this law, which, if we take a step back, would seem very unfair to those that came here to work. Many will argue that they broke the law, but if the government actually ignores their own law, then again, it retains no value. It was not long ago that the idea of amnesty was floated and did not really cause any stir. The law, therefore, was almost changed to accommodate those newcomers. Laws are arbitrary and can be changed if we as a nation wish them to. Yet, it would appear our laws are tied to economic circumstances, and many are willing to use immigrants as economic pawns to be shuffled about by claiming the rule of law. Finally, if we are to follow the law to the letter, then we would have to implement it retroactively as well. As stated in point number one, a great portion of American immigrants came from Europe without passes. Thus, it would make a large amount of our country the ancestors of illegal immigrants, and we would have to deport ourselves. 3. The American character. America used to pride itself on being a nation of immigrants and welcoming those who wished to make a better life for themselves. This was exemplified in a passage written by Emma Lazarus called The New Colossus, which is mounted on a plaque inside the Statue of Liberty, which some might say stands as a main symbol of America as a whole. It reads,
"Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door."
We also use this moral high ground during the Cold War, and can see an example in the movie The Hunt for Red October. The dialogue here is between a captain and his first mate, who are both planning on defecting to America.
"Do you think they would let me live in Montana?"
"I would think they'll let you live wherever you want."
"Good. Then I will live in Montana. And I will marry a round American woman and raise rabbits. And she will cook them for me. And I will have a pickup truck. Or, possibly even a recreational vehicle. And drive from state to state. Do they let you do that?"
"Yes."
"No papers?"
"No papers. State to state."
With the new Arizona immigration law, it would appear that we have abandoned this moral high ground and would have to ask ourselves, what do we stand for as a nation? And where are we going? What kind of nation do we want to become? If we look at the issue from this perspective, then we can see it is much larger than a population of newly arrived immigrants, but actually will, by our choices, define the character of the United States. We as a nation have some soul-searching to do, and it would be to our benefit to discuss all these aspects mentioned, as well as others, rather than just listen to a few politicians looking for short-term political gains. 4. The real issue. Currently, there are really no debates about illegal Canadians, English, or other white people. This is about people of a different color who speak a different language, and the white majority doesn't like it. I'm simply calling a spade a spade. This issue is not about laws, profiling, illegal, and so on. It is about race and us versus them mentality. This is just a tidal wave of different people coming in, and frankly, I think it scares a lot of people. There is nothing wrong with this. Change can be frightening. I still think if we step back, it is about race and the people being a little too different. I think they are afraid of too many of them coming in. If we go to a personal level, most Americans stick to their own groups and only let others in if they are a direct reflection of themselves. There is a great quote from Lazarillo de Tormes in which he says,
"How many people there must be in the world who run away from others when they don't see themselves."
These illegal immigrants are just human beings that are trying to better their lot in life, and, to use an Australian saying, good on you, mate, I wish them the best. As time goes on, things change. The anti-illegal immigration advocate would say, there are many people of different colors in the USA, and we would have no problems if they had their visa in order. This makes sense, and I understand their point. They are correct. However, thinking about this on a high level, laws can be changed, and America makes certain accommodations for certain folks, especially when the immigration law does not make it easy for them to legally immigrate, as they do for Caucasians. If we're to follow the great religious leaders, we would love thy neighbor and allow immigrants to enjoy the benefits that we as Americans were born into. My advice to you, fellow American, is start loving people.
As long as we can live in peace. but yet I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends? 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 Why can't we be friends?
Matthew's piece makes me think of a scene from the Disney movie, Beauty and the Beast, where Gaston is rallying up a crowd to go and kill the Beast.
The Beast will make off with your children. He'll come after them in the night.
No.
We're not safe till his head is mounted on my wall. I say we kill the Beast!
No.